Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chris Jensen up by Exira. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hi, LaVon.
Hi. Well, you know, the other day I was looking through the newspaper and there I see a reminder that roller skating is held at Agra Hall. And, you know, it's just sort of a lot of good memories come back.
Yes, a lot of people have enjoyed this for many years.
And were you a roller skater?
I was not. I used to be an ice skater.
Ah, okay. Well, they're similar. You could switch over, Chris.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, probably. So when is roller skating held at Agra Hall on the fairgrounds in Audubon?
Okay, well, it will be on January 6th and the 20th and February 3rd and the 17th.
Okay.
And it's from 6 in the evening until 8:30.
And what's the price to get in?
It's $4, and that includes the skates.
Okay. You know, that is quite a challenge, I would think. When you all started this, you have to get a lot of sizes of skates.
Oh, that's for sure. And sometimes there might be a birthday party or something, and many of the kids have the same size foot, and we have a little trouble then.
Yes. I hope you bring a lot of cotton balls you can stuff in the toes or something.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
A few years ago, we wrote a grant with the school for inline skates, and they would have PE out there. And I haven't heard if they will do that this year or not. But it's a great form of exercise.
You bet.
And we store those skates at the Agra Hall, and we also use them for our Friday nights.
Great.
So we have quads, and we have inlines.
Okay. So people could choose if they have a favorite?
Right.
Or, okay.
The little kids really have to go with the quads. We don't have very many little inlines.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And so those dates you gave me are all on Friday nights?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And you have music?
Yes, we do.
One
of our fair board members loves to be a little disc jockey. He does a great job. It's Austin Hanson, and he hauls everything in, and he has a blast, and I think the kids like the music.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, yeah, I think, well, you could roller skate without music, but when you go to a roller rink, you really expect music.
Right.
And so we didn't say, Chris, I guess, originally, this is sponsored by the Audubon County Fair Board, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sort of joking. You just happen to be a friend of the fair and also a big friend of the fair board.
Yes, definitely.
Since your husband is president of the fair board,
yes,
that's pretty good to be a friend. So how long has this been going on?
Oh, my goodness. I think they've been skating out there for, I don't know, 20 years? I don't
really?
Know. I remember Ed and Isla May, Aronson, and several, Harvey and Betty Paulson, they used to run it. And so it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it is somewhat of a fundraiser, but I think you're also doing the community a big service.
I think so, too, and the kids seem to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And I know there are some other places, but there are not a lot of places like there used to be. I remember my husband talking about, you know, he had his own skates in his own skate case with his name on it. And,
wow.
And I don't think that was unusual when he was growing up
right.
And even in high school, because people did roller skate as just a form of recreation on a regular basis.
Right. We do have kids that bring their own, and that is perfectly fine. A lot of kids after Christmas will have new ones, and that's fine.
Yes, good idea. So when they grow out of them, maybe they should donate them to the fair board if nobody else is going to.
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
Sometimes they do, yes.
Pass it on. Very
it's
good
very
idea.
Nice.
Yes, yes. So just in case somebody hasn't been to Agra Hall, can you tell us a bit more about the building and the facilities that's available?
Well, it's our main building on the fairgrounds. And we can have seating in there for 500 people
wow.
for an event. And some of the events we've had out there have been fundraisers. Others have been a wedding reception, or there's been auctions there. A lot of people have come out there for the fair, and they know that's where we have a lot of our displays and things. And we rent it out to people, and it's you need to contact Steve Randries if you're interested in that.
Okay.
Tables and chairs for the 500 people, and a nice kitchen that's been remodeled. There's a bar facility. So we think it's a pretty nice building.
Yeah, pretty complete with all the things that people would need
right.
for an event.
Right.
And but it's a good idea if you really are planning something to get that reservation made, because sometimes, especially on weekends, those kind of facilities start filling up.
They do. That's right. Especially, it seems like the summertime, obviously, is when it's the busiest.
Yes. But and it is air conditioned, correct?
Yes, it is.
And of course heated. So
exactly.
it is a multi-purpose
and there's good parking. That always helps a lot too.
Yes, very good. And I think, as I recall, there's still a sign that says it points the direction to the fairgrounds. So if you're looking for it off of Highway 71, you can easily to find it.
Right.
Yes.
And hopefully, if you stop and ask someone, they would know how to get there.
Yes. I think probably most everybody in the area would know.
I think so, too.
So, Chris, you know, you've talked about kind of the various things that it could be used for. Anything coming up in besides roller skating that you want to mention?
You know, there really isn't right now. We've kind of been on a slow time right now. No one's been renting it lately, but it is available.
Okay. And, of course, do you have fair dates?
The fair dates, yes. And, you know, I thought about that.
2017?
July 19th to the 23rd.
All right.
So that sounds long, though. No, I think those are the right dates.
So don't plan on using it for anything else on those dates.
Right. That will be a busy time for the fair.
And, you know, one of the things that I've appreciated about the Audubon County Fairgrounds is all of the landscaping and beautifying that you've done over the past few years.
Yes, it's been kind of a fun project. Yes. And the gardens that the 4-H kids do have just been so fun every year to see what they come up with. And, yeah, I think it looks really great out there.
And then one of your clubs, I believe, does around the sign that's out there by the road that
they
take
do.
Care of that. And that's really grown, you know, when you think about, as I think back, and I'm not sure how many years ago that is, not all that many, and the small plants that were there. And, well, now they have grown up like they should.
They certainly have. And there's a nice area over by the antique building. That has just really blossomed, obviously. It looks great.
Yes, it does. So tell us a little bit more about the antique building. Not every fairground. In fact, I'm only familiar with a few fairs that have a building that's especially for antiques.
Right. Well, it is a very old building and not air-conditioned, but it's a nice facility to show off the people that, you know, they bring their antiques for the fair. We often talk about how it'd be great to update that, but it really hasn't happened yet.
But well, Chris, that's where the girls' 4-H exhibits were when I started in Audubon County.
Awesome.
Yes.
That
so
is great.
I know that building well.
Yes, you do.
Yes. And it was not air-conditioned then either.
No.
Nothing
was
air-conditioned.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So.
It's just hard to do that with those older buildings.
Yes. But it's, you know, it's great that you put that to use for something that I think is of high interest to many people go through and just kind of ooh and ah at all of the exhibits that are there.
Right. And it's great to see that people bring so many things. People have a lot of fun treasures at home and they want to share those.
Yes. And yes, and maybe some of them would even sell them, but I'm not sure about that because those are family kinds of things that they have inherited or have grown up with, and they're really important to the family.
Right.
Now, the other thing that, and I'm going to say 2 years ago, you had a couple new livestock buildings.
Yes, our pavilion is just wonderful. We have been so pleased with that. And then just last spring, we built the new concession and with the restroom, which is right beside the pavilion.
Okay.
And those two projects, it looks great out there. That really made it look great and been very useful.
We're visiting with Chris Jensen from Exiron, visiting about the Audubon County Fairgrounds and the Agra Hall. So we've talked about people can rent that. And I know a couple things I'm thinking, Chris, the toy show is pretty much an annual event at Agra Hall, and it usually happens, I think, about the end of February.
Right, and that's the Lions Club. And I didn't mention, too, they have their dinner theater from the Country Players.
Yes.
And you know what? They voted there this year
for
the election. And that building just worked out great for that. It was good parking, and so I'm sure that will become the location for voting.
Right, no steps and all that, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have a community effort that, you know, that takes money for the building and the maintenance and so on to have it multi-use. So that's great, Chris.
Yes. So that's the purpose.
Yes. Remind us again of the dates of the roller skating availability.
Okay. Skating will be in January on the 6th and the 20th. and in February on the 3rd and the 17th.
All right. Well, if you're a roller skating fan, you know you can go to the Agra Hall in Audubon on the fairgrounds. Thanks so much to you, Chris Jensen, for visiting with us.
Thanks, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought from Charles Dickens. I have always thought of Christmas time when it has come round as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem to be one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely.